This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to revisit the great old saying. It's originally attributed as a Chinese saying that a picture is worth 10,000 words. It's supposed to be 10,000 words, not just 1,000. I mean, come on, let inflation operate here. And that is certainly true when it comes to the picture featured today in the New York Times. It's going to take at least 10,000 words by the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, to explain this one. It is a picture that is unequivocal. It catches his honor, the governor of the Empire State, in the act while he is governor, in what is clearly an act of sexual harassment. And there are eyewitnesses. The story is incredible. We will get to that. We will also talk about something that just happened in Russia. And honest to goodness, I had believed that the days when they were throwing people into jail because they were believers, Jewish believers, Baptist believers, lots of Baptists were jailed by the communists because they were opposed to religiosity. Now there is another religious group, and no, it's not Muslims, where they just sentenced a 69-year-old woman and her 46-year-old son to 2- and 6-year prison terms because of their promulgation of religious ideas. Why? Which religion? We will get to that. And first up, there's just a small story, and it's one of those horrible stories about a crime. But I want to pay off by telling you the headline after I describe to you the crime that the headline is applied to. And you see if you think the headline fits. This is from the Seattle Times. It's from this morning. They report, headline hidden, by the way, they report police in eastern Oklahoma shot and killed a 17-year-old girl, and a 17-year-old boy died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound following a short chase. Muskogee police said officers Sunday responded to a report of an attempted carjacking and of a stolen truck. After police spotted the stolen truck, a short chase ensued until the vehicle crashed. The two suspects, both of whom were armed, then fled the vehicle, and at that point, the girl, 17 years old, began firing at officers. Police returned fire, which is obviously the right thing to do in that situation. She died. She was killed by, and a few blocks from where the vehicle crashed, the boy was located by a drone in a wooded area. And as officers approached, he shot himself. He died. Police have not released the names of the teenage suspects. They were believed to be runaways from Nebraska. Now, what's the headline? It's three words. Guns kill teens. Think about that. In other words, here the Seattle Times is basically saying that you have a couple of horribly unfortunate, now dead, teenagers who have run away from home, who have stolen a truck, carjacked it, who have crashed it, who have fired at police. And it's the guns that kill teens? They could say teens die in police gun battle. But the guns, they are to blame here. And if only the Chinese, again, had not invented gunpowder so many years ago. If only we didn't have guns. If only guns didn't exist. Well, then those teens probably would have used some other form of weapon to, in one case, end his own life and to try to kill police officers. I do think it's extraordinary to append that kind of headline to that kind of story. And really, come on, Seattle Times, you can do better than that. They should do better than that. And speaking of a need to do better, there is this story where this headline is, wedding guest asserts Cuomo unsettled her. Well, actually, it's more than unsettled. The assertion appears to be, and it has not yet been denied by the governor. It would be very hard because there's photographic evidence. There's a photograph that her friend took on her phone. The governor has his hands all over her. In the photograph featured in the Times, she is clearly trying to push his arms away, and he's holding her by the neck and looking directly at her. She apparently, well, here's the story. And again, it's just the latest of now three different women who have claimed that they were sexually harassed. Anna Rauch had never met Governor Andrew Cuomo before encountering him at a crowded New York City wedding reception in September of 2019. Her first impression was positive enough. The governor was working the room after toasting the newlyweds, and when he came upon Ms. Rauch, who is now 33, the governor is now 63, by the way, she thanked him for his kind words about her friends, the bride and the groom. But what happened next instantly unsettled her. Mr. Cuomo put his hand on Ms. Rauch's bare back, she said in an interview yesterday. When she removed his hand with her own, Ms. Rauch recalled, the governor remarked that she seemed aggressive, and he placed both hands on her cheeks. He asked if he could kiss her, loudly enough for a friend standing nearby to hear. Ms. Rauch was bewildered by the entreaty, she said, and pulled away as the governor drew closer. I was so confused and embarrassed, said Ms. Rauch, whose recollection was corroborated by the friend, by contemporaries, contemporaneous text messages, and photographs from the event. I turned my head away and didn't have words in that moment. Well, she goes on. It does not look like she's setting up a lawsuit, but maybe. Another one of Cuomo's accusers has gotten a lawyer, the same lawyer who, Deborah Katz, who was working for Christine Blasey Ford. A spokesman for the governor did not directly address Ms. Rauch's account, referring to a general statement that Mr. Cuomo released on Sunday night, in which he acknowledged that some things he has said have been misinterpreted as an unwarranted flirtation. Okay, if people heard you say, can I kiss you? That's not an unwarranted flirtation. it's not misinterpreted as an unwarranted flirtation. It is an unwarranted flirtation. So what happens here? I mean, is he going to really run for re-election with all this floating around? Do you think it ends with just three? And what about Al Franken? Remember, he was made to resign from the U.S. Senate for much less. What is going on with Andrew Cuomo? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
He knows who he is, and he knows what he believes.
Michael Medved.
Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks. A sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the Andrew Cuomo case, he is up for re-election, and he apparently is planning to run for a fourth term. One of the people who has said that he's considering running against him is the incredibly incompetent and loathsome mayor of New York City. By the way, a guaranteed way to get me to support Andrew Cuomo for re-election is if Bill de Blasio is his chief opponent. Now, of course, we're talking about there will be a Republican candidate, and it is not inconceivable. And this is one of those things that is very frustrating to me, is people look at a state like New York and say, oh, it's no way a Republican could win. There was a three-term Republican mayor, a friend of mine, actually, somebody I went to college with. But we maintained a friendship. He's a great guy, George Pataki. He was actually chairman of the Conservative Party at the Yale Political Union. And Pataki beat Cuomo's dad. He did. Beat him like a clock when his father was running for a fourth term. And, okay, so Cuomo now is governor. He's looking for his own fourth term that his father didn't get. And he may be running against Bill de Blasio. That's right. That's the guy. And he was on with Jake Tapper on CNN talking about his potential rival, Governor Cuomo. This is clip 9.
Accusers, to be clear, you believe both women.
Yes, Jake, and we have to.
Now 3.
We have to believe women who come forward and fully investigate. And, you know, the governor issued a total non-apology earlier and in effect treated sexual harassment as some kind of laughing matter. It's not a laughing matter. It's not a joke. It's very, very serious stuff. And we need a full investigation. If it proves that these allegations are true, how can someone lead a state if they've done these kind of things? When I read the account of what Charlotte Bennett went through, I cringed. I had a feeling of like the pain, the terror she must have been going through. Here's someone who could determine whether she has a job or not, whether she has a career or not, literally suggesting in front of her all sorts of perverse sexual possibilities, and she's alone in a room with him. I mean, think about how grotesque that is. And you're right. I don't know anyone who would do that. This is not acceptable. It wasn't acceptable ever. It's especially not acceptable in 2021 in the United States of America. So it cannot be laughed off. It cannot be minimized. We need to follow the facts.
Okay. Again, he's talking about Charlotte Bennett, some of the latest on Charlotte Bennett. Again, the New York Times, which has been very sympathetic to Governor Cuomo throughout his career, it was sympathetic to him as attorney general in New York State. And what's unbelievable is that somebody who grew up in politics, who was formerly married to a Kennedy, his ex-wife, Cuomo's ex-wife, was Carrie Kennedy, who was a daughter of Robert Kennedy. And he grew up as the son of a governor. You know something about politics, sir. You know something about politics. How is it that as recently as 2019... with people taking pictures of you, you put your hands on the neck and the bare back of this girl in front of you who goes on to say this was a traumatic experience and one of the worst experiences of her life. Look, do I believe that what Bill de Blasio said is that people always have to be believed? No. I think that sometimes people make stuff up. But I do believe that when you have a photograph, and the photograph, honest to goodness, you look at this photograph, and you're just uncomfortable with it. It's creepy in the extreme. The governor was silent yesterday, even as the fallout continued, to shadow his beleaguered administration. His accusers were not quiet, however. This is the New York Times. Charlotte Bennett, the same woman that de Blasio was just talking about, a former aide who accused Mr. Cuomo of sexual harassment, issued her first public statement since outlining her claims in a New York Times article. She said that the apology and the attempted explanation issued by the governor on Sunday night was woefully inadequate. Quote, these are not the actions of someone who simply feels misunderstood, Ms. Bennett wrote. They are the actions of an individual who wields his power to avoid justice. Ms. Bennett also called on other women, if they had similar stories about Mr. Cuomo, to come forward. If you choose to speak your truth, we will be standing with you, she said. I promise. In a statement released on Sunday night, Mr. Cuomo addressed his behavior, including, quote, some of my past interactions with people in the office, saying that he often teased and bantered with his underlings, being playful in what he called a very serious business. I now understand that my interactions may have been insensitive or too personal, and that some of my comments, given my position, made others feel in ways I never intended, he said. A lawyer for Ms. Bennett, Deborah Katz, that's the same lawyer was with Christine Blasey Ford, cast doubt on the governor's initial suggestion, released in a statement on Saturday night that his relationship to Ms. Bennett was of a mentor to his employee nearly four decades his junior. She was 25 at the time. He was not acting as a mentor, and his remarks were not misunderstood by Ms. Bennett, said Ms. Katz, who specializes in harassment. He was abusing his power over her for sex, Ms. Katz said. This is textbook sexual harassment. Okay, why is Al Franken different from everybody else, and he actually had to resign? This Bill de Blasio goes on and talks about the more serious scandal that really should bring down Governor Cuomo. This is clip 9B.
Think about the ramification of the nursing home scandal. Thousands of lives lost. We still don't know why. We still don't know how much of the truth was covered up. We still don't know how much of it might have been because of the influence of campaign contributions from the nursing home industry, a very powerful industry. There is so much that needs to be uncovered here.
If an independent investigation, the Attorney General Letitia James is now going to make sure that happens into the claims about the sexual harassment, the alleged sexual harassment, if that investigation confirms any of the women's claims, or if there is some other investigation, the FBI or whatever, into the nursing home data scandal,
okay,
if any of that is confirmed, do you think Governor Cuomo needs to resign?
Well, we'll get the answer coming right up on the Medved Show. The entire situation for Governor Cuomo is dire. So who's the conservative who just announced for mayor of New York? We'll tell you. You may have heard of it. Coming up on the Medved Show.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says the January 6th attack on the Capitol was clearly criminal behavior and was an act of domestic terrorism.
It's got no place in our democracy, and tolerating it would make a mockery of our nation's rule of law.
Wray, testifying in a Senate hearing, says hundreds of suspects have been identified in a wide-ranging ongoing investigation. Texas's coronavirus mandates are ending next week.
Effective next Wednesday, all businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. That includes any type of entity in Texas. Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying people should still follow CDC prevention suggestions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved show, and people start asking and talking about Governor Cuomo's resignation. What I find astonishing about this is how different cases are, and I'm honestly not sure of why. In other words, are people really so afraid of the governor? And by the way, political experts all say, he'll be fine. This won't count against him. This won't hurt him. Not only will he not resign, he won't even abandon his race for a fourth term. And what's so amazing to me about that is if you go back and you look at Al Franken, former comedian, former writer. And by the way, he is much better as a comedian and a writer. I actually am one of those few critics who liked his movie, Stuart Smalley Saves the World. I've always hated Al Franken as a political figure. And actually, we got into an altercation where he threw a chair at me in front of people, denied it. It exists on somebody took a phone shot of it. It was at a CPAC. We were both broadcasting at CPAC, and I called him over to be a guest on my show. And he thought I was too aggressive with him, and anyway, it went downhill from there. He also walked out in an interview that he did in our studios in Seattle, and we've had our ups and downs. But, okay, Al Franken, if you may remember, is sitting pretty as a U.S. Well, pretty would be too strong a phrase. He's high on the hog as a U.S. senator, and they were talking seriously about a presidential wanted to put money into Franken for president. This would have been for him to run in the 2020 election. It didn't happen because there was, again, a talk radio connection. And Al, of course, used to have his talk radio show on Air America. There's a woman named Leanne Tweeden, who was an actress model. She had done a USO show with him back in 2006. It's long before politics, before he was a U.S. senator. And she alleged that he forced a kiss on her, and when they were rehearsing a skit, and this was referred to the Senate Ethics Committee. There were other people who came. There are ultimately nine accusers who claim that he gave unwanted attention. He denied some of those charges. What happened is Chuck Schumer basically forced him to resign. And the reason is they were gearing up for the 2020 election, and they didn't want Franken to hurt their chances of taking back the Senate. And when you think about everything else that happened, Franken himself says he wouldn't meet with people, he wouldn't talk to people, he says he was clinically depressed, apparently he's doing better now, I'm glad he's doing better. He says he was in a very dark place, and it's pretty dark. You may remember what did him in was a photo, and that's why I'm coming to this similarity to the Cuomo thing. There was a photo of him posing during this USO tour that he was doing to support the troops, which is an admirable thing, as showing him he doesn't exactly have his hands on his victim's breasts, but she's asleep. And he comes over to her, and he's mugging for the camera, just showing sort of a gag-like that he's putting his hands in that direction. And the point is, this was in 2006. This was 12 years before this entire matter came up, actually closer to 13 years, because he resigned in 2018. And the entire situation is horrible, but it is vastly more horrible with Governor Cuomo, because, again, he is the governor of the state of New York. And there are now three of these charges, plus another reporter who says she felt bullied, but it was primarily by Cuomo's staff. His brother, Chris Cuomo, said this about why he is going to continue to be silent about the allegations against his big brother. This is clip 8.
Before we start tonight, let me say something that I'm sure is very obvious to you who watch my show. And thank you for that. You're straight with me, I'll be straight with you. Obviously, I'm aware of what's going on with my brother. And obviously, I cannot cover it because he is my brother. Now, of course, CNN has to cover it. They have covered it extensively, and they will continue to do so. I have always cared very deeply about these issues, and profoundly so. I just wanted to tell you that. There's a lot of news going on that matters also, so let's get after that.
Okay, and I don't blame Chris Cuomo for not wanting to cover his brother in this situation. Oh, my gosh. It's but there's a little bit more, and it gives you some of the level of what we're dealing with. Cuomo seemed to be saying, oh, I was just kidding around. The political woes of Mr. Cuomo, already under fire for his handling of nursing homes in the pandemic and his abrasive approach to governance. His situation deepened last week when Lindsay Boylan, a former top economic development official, posted a lengthy essay outlining a workplace environment where sexual harassment and bullying is so pervasive that it is not only condoned, but expected. She described a series of uncomfortable interactions with Mr. Cuomo, including an unsolicited kiss in 2018, which the governor has strenuously denied. Then on Saturday, Ms. Bennett recalled her own encounters with Mr. Cuomo last spring, when she said the governor asked her in-depth personal questions, including whether or not she had slept with older men, whether she was non-monogamous, and whether she thought age mattered in a relationship. Ms. Bennett is 25. The governor is 63. The interaction, which Ms. Bennett described as in a series of interviews with the New York Times, left her certain that the governor was suggesting a sexual relationship. Look, this has been lavishly covered. Lavishly covered. And the reason it's been lavishly covered, I do suppose that it has something to do with at least some kind of integrity on the part of the press. Maybe they favor one of the people who are likely to challenge Andrew Cuomo from the left. And speaking of people who are challenging, I'd mentioned before, Curtis Sliwa is a friend of mine. He's not my brother. He and I used to work for the same media company. Curtis had a show on right after mine in New York City. And Curtis is best known for Guardian Angels, which is a group of people that was helping. They were criticized as vigilantes, but actually they were very, very pro-cop. And Curtis was the founder of Guardian Angels. He has been a longtime outspoken conservative. He's a character. He has had some success in talk radio in New York City. He is running for the Republican nomination for governor, and I wish him well. And it would be great to have Curtis on the air. He will be outspoken about a situation where the big war over the governorship is between Bill de Blasio, of whom Curtis Sliwa is not a fan, and Andrew Cuomo, of whom I think his fan club is shrinking very dramatically as time goes on. How about Vladimir Putin throwing people into jail for believing in God? Yeah, we'll get to that coming up. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things. Religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. treatment. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Michael Medved Show, one of the things that I love to talk about because I think about it, and I can't tell you how many times I think about it. I think constantly about how unbelievably fortunate we are to live in the United States of America. And maybe one of the reasons I think about that so often is because it's the way I was raised. I knew my grandparents. Three of my four grandparents, my mother's father had died 2 years before I was born. And but my two grandparents from Russia, they didn't miss Russia. Ukraine, actually, then. But at that time, Ukraine was part of Russia. And obviously, one of the reasons that they fled Russia was not only, I mean, incredible poverty that saw my father's older sisters that he never met because my dad was born in the U.S. There were five girls, five older sisters who died mostly of starvation. This is not during the Holocaust. This is before, during World War I and then the revolution and the Russian Civil War and the beginnings of that profound evil of communism. And so my uncle, who also survived Russia and came over, and my grandparents, obviously, what a blessing to be here in the United States. And it should put into perspective whatever problems we have. When you read something like this, and I'll tell you at the end what the source is, because that's very important and it's very encouraging. Last week, a 69-year-old woman, Valentina Baranovskaya, and her 46-year-old son, Roman Baranovsky, were sentenced to 2 and 6 years in prison, respectively, in the Siberian region of Khakasia. Their offense? They belong to Jehovah's Witnesses, a Christian denomination that is nonviolent, eschews subservience to the state, refuses military service, does not vote, and views God as the only true leader. In a 2017 ruling, Russia's Supreme Court outlawed the faith as extremist, and adherents have been mercilessly persecuted ever since. A 2017 ruling that's after communism? It's 4 years ago. For the simple fact of their religious beliefs, protected by the Russian Constitution in word but not in deed, Armed law enforcement officers raided their home in Abakan in 2019 and confiscated Bibles and personal records. Ms. Baranovskaya, who suffered a stroke last year after the raid, was charged with participating in the activities of a banned organization, and her son received the more serious charge of organizing the activity of a banned organization. Ms. Baranovskaya is the first woman in Jehovah's Witnesses to be sentenced to prison by Russia since the 2017 court ruling. President Vladimir Putin, the one-time Soviet KGB officer who later was director of the Federal Security Service, a successor to the KGB, and who has said he wears a Russian Orthodox cross pendant, expressed puzzlement in 2018 about the persecution of the witnesses. He said, "Jehovah's Witnesses are Christians too. I don't quite understand why they are persecuted. So this should be looked into. This must be done." But his words meant nothing. The persecution grinds on. Today in Russia and Crimea, there are 199 criminal cases against 440 believers, of whom 52 are in prison, the most since the 2017 ruling. 27 are under house arrest. Since the court liquidated all the group's legal entities in Russia, 1,327 homes of Jehovah's Witnesses have been raided by the authorities, in many cases after their phones and their meetings were wiretapped. These nonviolent religious worshippers must feel a ravine open at their feet when they hear a knock at the door. Perhaps Mr. Putin could explain to them why. Decades after Soviet communism died, its cruel practice of tormenting people for their beliefs is being repeated. What's the source? This is an editorial in the Washington Post. And one of the problems we have here in America when we focus on people on the other side politically is our enemy and everything. On this one, doesn't this unite liberals and conservatives and all people of decency? And by the way, there was a statement today by the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, about sanctions against seven senior members of the Russian government. Listen, this is clip four.
Today, the United States is announcing sanctions on seven senior members of the Russian government, an expansion of sanctions under the Chemical and Biological Weapons Control and Warfare Elimination Act, new export restrictions on items that could be used for biological agent and chemical production, and visa restrictions. And the Department of State, Commerce, and Treasury will also have releases out shortly with further details.
Okay, this is good news. Other Americans are not the enemy. God forbid we should have a war with Russia as the enemy, but certainly this Russian regime is the enemy of decency and sanity. Speaking of decency and sanity, there's a new movie about going to the very edge of sanity and blaming it, apparently, on service in the American military. That film? Well, you'll hear about it right here.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Spider-Man Tom Holland plays a slacker college student who drops out, joins the army, and serves as a medic in Iraq. After he comes home, drug addiction and bank robbery is his fate in Cherry, now available on Apple TV+.
Sometimes I feel like I've already seen everything that's going to happen, and it's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare, all right, based on a true story from the best-selling autobiographical novel by Nico Walker. Co-directors Anthony and Joe Russo, who did several of the Avengers films, are straining for an epic here, but Cherry becomes an epic ordeal. The graphic scenes of heroin addiction and reckless robbery are exhausting and appalling, though Holland and his co-star, the wonderful Ciara Bravo, are never less than impressive and convincing. Rated R, of course, in a filmic misfire that tells the redemptive part of its story in a quick afterthought montage. Only two stars for the distinctly uncheery Cherry. Uncheery is right. This is the feel-bad movie of the year. I know that in the past, in the movie critic business, people always want you to give quotes like in advance. Oh, the feel-good movie of the year. This is the feel-bad movie of the year. and it's well enough done, unfortunately. And by the way, in terms of a warning against heroin addiction and a warning against the morons like the Seattle City Council who want to authorize and facilitate continued heroin use, they should be required to sit through this movie. And yes, it's a cinematic ordeal, but people who need some reminder of what a plague, what a curse from the depths drug addiction is, that this film does convey that. Tomorrow on the Medved Show, there's more news from Russia where they have a problem with the COVID virus. The problem is that people don't trust the government, and they're not accepting the Sputnik V vaccine. A great majority of the Sputnik V are rejecting the vaccine. We will cover that story. And speaking about rejecting, would you go up into a giant wheel in outer space and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to go up there? They are supposed to have an operative space hotel by 2027. I don't really believe it, but we will give you the details of the first ever space hotel available to Americans. And there is a new survey that shows that Americans agree about more issues than we realize. Where are the issues we agree? And a former cabinet-level official says that Republicans in Congress are making him feel, quote, increasingly embarrassed to be a white male. So who said that and why? We will explore it all and much more next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.